mothers.
And others.
Popular music and parody.
G'day, Shell. How you doing?
Hey, Liz. I can't believe we're back here doing this.
I know. I know. I'm locked down here in Sydney. We're on week two of lockdown. How are you in Melbourne there?
Yeah, in Melbourne, we're doing probably the best out of everybody, but I'm waiting to see if, you know, I can catch a flight to go interstate and not have to come back into a red zone. So I guess I'm in limbo too.
Yeah. Well, we're sending lots of love to people that are in limbo or have people that they love in limbo that can't be together. It's really hard to not be able to be with the people you need to be with or to be in the places that you need to be.
It's so true.
Yeah. I mean, the other side of lockdown, of course, is you might be seeing too much of the people that you love in very close quarters. So, again, love to you as well if you're locked in as well as locked down.
That's right. And the people you're probably locked down and locked in with are likely to be your kids, I reckon.
This is it. So this is a special episode that our wonder producer, Nina Longfellow, has put together for us.
Yeah.
And it's a supercut of the question that we like to ask all our guests, which is to answer the statement the kids and I are listening to.
That's true. And the kids could be your kids. The kids could be the kids across the fence. The kids could be the kids that you're an auntie to. It could be anyone that you just, you know, the kids are sort of circling your orbit and all together you're listening to stuff. Or like it is in our house, you're singing along with stuff, not just listening to.
That's it. So this is a supercut from season two. Thanks again to Nina and all our guests. Our guests, follow them. They've done amazing things since we've spoken to them.
So true.
So please come back, follow us again. We're at Music Mothers and Others, and we really appreciate you. Stay safe, everyone. We miss you heaps.
That's great. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Fiona Allen, and you're listening to Music Mothers and Others. Well, my daughter is currently obsessed with the song Only You by Yaz. She's like, I'm hearing it two or three times a day. And she knows all the words, and it's only been 2 weeks since she discovered it.
Wow.
And that's been quite brilliant.
Do you mean Yaz, The Only Way Is Up, Yaz?
Yeah.
And she has a song called Only You.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah. That is so great. And was that your – how does – A 9-year-old find Yaz?
That was interesting because we were watching a movie, some terrible Disney spin-off, and there's a TV program with Disney characters in it. Anyway, but there's a young romance and the 12 or 13-year-old boy plays this song to this girl that he likes. And Ellen, my daughter, just stopped in her tracks and, God, what is this, you know? And I'm really fortunate in that she has, for the most part, pretty excellent taste, and she's obsessed with Kate Bush, like loves Kate Bush, and started introducing Kate Bush to all her friends, which went down well with some of them, but not all, you know. She's obsessed with David Bowie, you know, she loves Hot Chip. And another song that I had written down to mention was that she introduced on the radio last week as well was Paris, Texas by Ry Cooder.
Wow.
And it really, she tells this beautiful story about how her music teacher at school, Desiree, shout out to Desiree, played it to them, and Ellen was lying on her back and she just said, I felt like I was lying on the floor of a desert temple.
Oh.
I just thought, God bless our music teachers, you know.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
I'm Ben Green and you're listening to Music Mothers and Others. Angus's playlist, on which the first three songs are We Will Rock You by Queen, the PJ Masks theme song, and Streets of Your Town by the Go-Betweens. And these were his choices.
Oh, amazing. Now, which one of those am I going to have stuck in my head for the rest of the day? I've got to think about it. Sadly, it's probably PJ Masks that's in my head at the moment. But
I've got the Go-Betweens in my mind because does this lead to discussion about place and Queensland and, you know, Brisbane and, you know, this song and this band, such a connection to place in Brisbane. Do you start having those conversations or are you ready to, like, debunk them right there and then with your five-year-old?
Actually, what happens with that song is there are dance moves that go along with it, and it happens to have, you know, shine and round and round and up and down. So they're all things that lend themselves to dancing. I think where it started with that song was in a really flattering moment to me, that song came on the radio and Angus said, is that you, Dad? I was like, oh, wow, I wish. So I think that was how that one sort of entered the mix. But then another funny thing actually that happened with Angus's listening recently is his grandparents gave him the Beatles' Yellow Submarine soundtrack on vinyl for Christmas. And the other day when All You Need Is Love came on and it's got the fanfare at the start, he thought it was the Brisbane Lions theme song and he perked up and jumped up and started jumping around and then was disappointed when the actual Beatles came in.
Disappointed.
Oh, that's great. When the kids are disappointed that it's actually the Beatles, then you know you've done your job, don't you?
Dad, where are the Lions? Bring back the Lions. Who are these men?
I'm Siobhan Hunt and you're listening to Music, Mothers and Others. We built this city by Starship?
Sure. Ooh,
nice. Is there dance moves to that? Come on.
Well, the problem is
fist pumping.
They found all my, like, I have CDs in the car and I have the, for some reason, the best of the 80s in the car. And so they now, every time, like, for my sins, I have to listen to We Built This City, Come on Irene, and their latest favourite is I Would Walk 500 Miles.
Yeah.
There's definitely da, action da, da, to that.
Proclaimers.
Yeah. That's such a fun song to sing with children. So daggy,
well,
but I love it.
I'm Tanya Wilds and you're listening to Music, Mothers and Others. The Kinks at the moment.
Ooh, what song?
Because they're funny. Well, there's always that Strawberry Jam song that we love, the tea song. Victoria is a good one. We do listen to a lot of classic things, but then her... Mostly she spends her days on Spotify, so it's sort of super eclectic from kids Disney to like Bowie and Queen and all the rest of it. But there's songs that we will listen to on the radio and we say, okay, this is a family time. Like mum and dad can't listen to that you're listening to, but we also won't play stuff that you don't get at all. So I think, yeah, the common ground is some sort of retro rock and, oh, Stevie Wonder is a big one as well.
Ah, oh, gorgeous. Superstition, isn't she lovely?
What else? There's other stuff I want to play her, but she's not quite there yet. Like I'm a massive Curtis Mayfield fan, so that's got to come soon, but I think she needs a little bit more time.
Do you feel like you want to educate her with your musical knowledge?
Yes, but I think there's a really fragile balance because if you're too passionate about something, I'll be like, whatever. But if you just kind of slip it in there, you know.
We've found that out the hard way before. We've been a bit too desperate with our kids to get them to love something and then rebellion comes in because they can smell your desperation, can't they?
And then you're just gutted when they don't like it or they're just like, no. And you've been like holding on for weeks just like, I think they're ready. I think I'm going to play them like this track, you know.
I mean, I've watched friends play their kids like super crazy stuff in utero in hopes that, you know, the kids are going to come out. I'm like, nah, that kid is going to be into Darryl Braithwaite. You want. Do you know what I mean? Like, just calm down. They'll find it on their, they can find it on their own now. So,
yeah,
it's
they
true,
can.
True, isn't it? The infinite jukebox. It's no more flicking around the FM band and hit and record on your cassette like we used to do back in the day.
No.
Recording off Rage on the TV. Did you do that too?
Yep, we did that. And we did, and I did a lot of the rewind play to work out the lyrics.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And trying to work out the guitar chords. So easy. Just look them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's
or you can look, yeah, you can look up the lyrics, you can look up any kind of guitar chords. And then how do you play it on ukulele? And then you just like, ukulele, yeah. Guitar chords, song name.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Alex.
From the Child's Play podcast, and you're listening to
Music, Mothers,
and Others.
Anything that Kermit the Frog is involved with. One of my best friends has a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. And when I do get to go hang out with them and like we jam, he also plays music. And so we jam and they want to sing and they want to play things. And it's just, they're going back through the Muppet Show right now. Oh, and so it's just gross. Like, yeah, so good. Well, again, they're Jim Henson, like never, not change it. Like, let's let Rita Moreno do Fever in a skin tight red dress and let Animal be clearly into it. And like, yeah. let's do this. And you don't say anything, but like, you don't not say anything either. And you let people figure things out, you know, grow and learn and develop on their own. Instead of being like, you can't hear the word steal.
Yeah.
Cause you might be a thief anyway. Yeah. Anything, any Jim Henson related groovage.
Well, since I already mentioned him, I think the kids and I are listening to Weird Al. And then when they get a little bit older, the kids and I should listen to Australia's own King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, one of the greatest bands to ever live.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just interrupt you that band were my students. They studied at uni with me. They're amazing.
Oh, man, I just had a full-on geek out. All right, yeah, so that's what the kids and I are listening to. More Weird Al and more microtonal music. Expand. Expand your horizons.
Have you seen the People Vultures music video, the video clip?
Yes, I have. And I will make sure to share it with Alex afterwards because it is a delight.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was actually filmed just up the road from me. And that music video is a huge hit in the house with my 5-year-old daughter and my husband, who sing that at the top of their lungs. And in fact, when she's even having a shower or a bath, she's like, People Vultures, you know, she'll just like, yeah, she'll just like yell it out in this kind of operatic voice and the magic, the kind of like fantasy, whimsical bizarreness that happens in that music video is like captivating for adults and also for kids.
100%.
I mean, the veil's pretty thin for kids, man. If you look at a little child and you go, Nanagon Infinity opens the door, they're going to be like, okay, they don't. Yeah, yeah, sure. Point me at it. I'm going to run right through it like Alice and talk to a weird cat. Like, let's go. I'm not scared.
Hi, I'm Felicity Urquhart.
And I'm Josh Cunningham.
You're listening to Shelley and Liz on Music,
Mothers,
and Others.
Well, currently in the car, it's Bob Corbett and the Bob Corbett Band. He's had a couple of names, the Rugrass Band. He's from Newcastle, and the kids just love playing Bob. It's been actually there's 3 albums. So it goes Bob Corbett, goes Brad Butcher, who's a mate from Queensland, up in Rocky, and he's amazing. And I've toured a lot with Brad. And then there's the Waifs. So. There are the 3 albums that get a serious workout. They don't play Mummy.
They do actually. Oh, when you're not in the car, they do. Yeah. I remember taking Tia back from her violin lesson, and we were playing your album, and you know it was so much fun. We were both singing along at the top of our lungs, and I mean Tia obviously knows every word, as did I. But yeah, they do idolise you. They love your music.
Well, that's cute.
But the music that has been getting a lot of a spin lately is our new record because, you know, we've been listening to it so much, and I think, you know, they know all the words. They seem pretty excited about that initially, but now they got to the point where it's like,
Something else now.
That's always interesting, isn't it? When you've got, you know, somebody else like mum and dad's music or mum's, you know, how invested and do you think they're engaging? I mean, of course they're engaging it because it's great, but do you think they've got that sense of ownership about it too? Because they know they heard the little germs of the babies and then they saw them grow and get born. Do you think that's part of, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Especially Tia, the eldest, she can sit in the studio and fire up all the machines and do a multi-track recording and bounce it down, play everything on
of herself.
So she's just grown up seeing that.
Wow.
And she can totally do it. So I think that's a real fascinating thing for her, which she really loves.
And she asked whether she could go into the studio and work. And one of the things was, I want to learn how to do it like Dad did. And I said, yes, darling, as soon as I learn how to do it, you can have the chair. So as soon as I knew my way around, because that wasn't my area, so there was a lot of learning that and a lot of anger that fired me to be capable and do this and do it for my girls and for myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can't stop my life. I have to succeed here with this for my girls. And got in there, and then I remember saying, Tia, this is how it is. These are the files here, and showing her what to hit and what to open and what to plug in and turn on. She's incredible. And she takes a lot of pride in that. When we were recording the album, she would say, are you guys going to be finished later so I could hop in the studio because I want to work on a song or something? So it's like, oh, well, we've got a bit more work to do on the album, so we might have to wait a couple of days.
I'm Dale Packard and you're listening to Music Mothers and Others. The kids and I are listening to what I now think is called SoundCloud rap or emo rap. Do you guys know what that is?
Tell us. I don't know what that is.
We have no idea what that is.
I'm just going to, Rudy's here. My son's here. He's going to tell you about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Rudy.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Rudy. How's it going?
Can you tell them about some of the music that you like at the moment and like that we've been listening to? Like,
okay, well, I've sort of been enjoying songs that are like slowed down. I feel like they like slowed down songs, like,
you know, pitch down stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're like an impossibly low voice to sing, kind of that way.
Yeah.
How do you sing along to that stuff, Brady?
It's not that hard. I just sing it as it's the normal song, like not slowed down at all.
Oh, and why do you like that? What do you like about it?
It feels like it's not just like rock, but it's still good to listen to.
Yeah, he likes kind of like modern kind of rap and R&B. What are some of the artists? Like there's Juice WRLD.
The Kid Laroi.
XXXTentacion.
Oh yeah.
Tentacion is how you pronounce it. Little Peep.
Yeah, Little Peep.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. You got your baby gangster on over there.
Yeah. 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 He's got it going on.
Love it. And where do you guys listen to that? Is it just while you're, you know, doing the dishes, putting out the putting out the cutlery, or is it just you lock yourself in your room and crank it up?
In the car mainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like going to school. Yeah. Car.
Yeah, car.
I'm Jane Gazzo. You're listening to Music Mothers and Others. A lot of new wave Australian 80s music, and dare I say it, my four-year-old knows the words to Pseudo Echo's A Beat for You. Burning with desire.
Take that, hot potato.
I play a lot of 80s music. I'm a child of the 80s and I've been subjecting them to a lot of synthesizer-esque type music, Machinations, Models, Kids in the Kitchen.
I was going to say Models. Models are a great one. The kids just seem to love the Models, I think. There's that horn section as well. Like,
it's feel-good music, especially making dinner. I've decided the TV goes off now and the TV went off during lockdown. I didn't want to bring any of that negative stuff into the house. And I'm very happy to report that since, let's say, March last year, I no longer have the TV on in the house after school. So that has worked wonders. And we play music at dinner time and the kids are so more relaxed and it invokes them to use their imaginations or think about things, or they just take in the music, which is great. But it brings a lot of calm to the house.
Are you curating that music?
Yeah, I've got a Spotify playlist, which is 80s New Wave, Australian. And, yeah, I cannot speak highly enough for what it's, you know, just turning off the news full stop and just not letting any of that stuff in the house has worked wonders.
I'm Georgia Fields and you are listening to Music Mothers and Others. The kids and I are listening to Tumblebee by Laura Veers.
Ooh.
It's a beautiful record by indie songwriter Laura Veers, and she's playing traditional folk songs. So you get to hear her beautiful voice. There's some cute little rhymes for the kids, and it's a gateway drug into her other material. So now my daughter's into Laura Veers and loves it when I put on her non-children record, which is always good. And the other one she loves is Sally Seltman. Just straight up Sally Seltman. Hey Daydreamer, huge, huge, big fan.
My daughter was obsessed with 1, 2, 3, 4, the Sesame Street version for a very long time.
Yes.
And then when we went back, that's, I love how you describe it as a gateway drug. It's true.
Yeah.
It's how we get them, hook them in.
Oh, that's right. I think like her first album was at The Last Beautiful Day. Anyway, we still listen to that at home as well. And then, of course, she has connections to the Avalanches. So we go in this kind of like roundabout circular thing of getting into like Since I Left You album. Yeah. And definitely. But I mean, I hear you when you say, you know, a female voice, lovely rhymes, the idea of an artist, the artist that you've mentioned before. And I actually don't know that artist. Could you remind us of her name?
Laura Veers.
We'll put her in your Spotify. We always make a Spotify playlist for our guests. Oh, cool, so we'll find her. We'll put her in for you. Yeah.
She just did one album of folk songs, like traditional old folk songs.
Hi, I'm Tegan Taylor and you're listening to Music, Mothers and Others. Anything Disney.
Oh, are we talking old school Disney or new Disney?
Into the Unknown.
Oh, yeah, Into the Unknown. The other day my daughter was looking for her lunchbox or something in her school bag and she started going, "Show yourself." And I was just like, amazing. She's definitely
I'm dying to eat you.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and you mentioned Hamilton before too.
I'm a massive Hamilton fan. So everyone was like massively into Hamilton a few years ago, like when it first came out, and I was like, oh, whatever, basics. And then someone was like, you'll like it. And I'm like, don't tell me what I like, because I hate it when people tell me that I like something. And then I listened to it and I got obsessed with it. And I basically listened to it on repeat for about 2 years straight. Like, honestly, I just went right down into this like nerdy rabbit hole. You know, that meme of like, if someone was holding a gun to your head and you had to sing a song without ruining any of the words, and if you made a mistake, would pull the trigger, like, what would the song be? I'm like, the entire Hamilton soundtrack.
You only have one shot and you need it.
I love it. You're actually not our only guest who has said the Hamilton soundtrack. I think it's just been on repeat for some people in Melbourne in lockdown, because it's something that older-ish kids can watch with their parents and just have on and on.
I just think it's brilliant. I think Lin-Manuel Miranda is a friggin' genius. He's one of my like five people that you'd have at your like dream dinner party. I genuinely think we could be best friends.
Yeah, he's so delightful, isn't he? Like everything he does, just, you know, and when they put him and Jimmy Fallon together, I know it's like marshmallow and chocolate and it should be too sweet and too sugary and too cliched, but it's just gorgeous.
It's so cute. Yeah, exactly.
I'm Lizzie Mack.
And I'm Murray Cook from The Soul Movers, and you're listening to
Music, Mothers and Others.
Yeah.
I'm working with 2 8-year-old girls, my sister's twins, and we are jamming to and listening to The White Stripes, because it's such a clean, easy to tap along to on your brand new instruments, but also easy to jam and add on to. So that's what we're doing, and I think the rest of the country's doing it too.
That's awesome.
It's a bit funny with me, because the kids and I, my daughter lives with us, but my son doesn't. I'm really not sure what he's listening to. Even when he did live with us, he was one of those, you know, he's got the earbuds in the whole time. But I know that he and his girlfriend listen to some classic rock, like The Doors and stuff. So I think I do like to think that part of my influence was there. My daughter and I guess, have been listening to the most recent Springsteen album. I almost said infected her, but that's
that's how we do it. Yeah. That's how we do it.
She loves some modern music, but she's real old school. Yeah, she's got an old head on her shoulders, I think. So she's when Springsteen was out here a few times in the last few years, she's gone to all the shows with me. We went to not all the shows, but we went to Melbourne as well, and went to Hanging Rock, and she's seen him in Vienna, I think. And, so you know, we're kind of fans. So I guess that's where we are.
I'm Chrissy Jane Tainton from Small Fry Rock, and you're listening to Music, Mothers and Others.
We are listening to, so obviously it's all based around Small Fry, but we are stuck in the Lenca zone at the moment. My 4-year-old daughter absolutely adores her song The Show, which she did perform at on the weekend. It's the first song that my daughter has I'll walk into the bedroom, you know, to put some washing away, and Edie will be sitting on the floor playing with her dolls, just humming away to a Lanka song, which is, you know, you kind of stand back at the door and kind of do, jump up and down a little bit, and then you don't want to distract her. You go and get the phone to try and record it. And
I want my money back. I want my money back. This the joy of show.
So we always have music playing in the house. Definitely during COVID, we would have our weekly Sunday dance parties and introduced a lot of music around that time. We would actually get Edie to choose a record to put on, and we would support whatever she would choose. And because, again, you know, it's ownership, we want them to be able to choose what they want and to be able to sit back and observe how they connect and react to that. But I do remember putting on Bell Bottoms by John Spencer Blues Explosion for the first time, and pretty sure that Edie screamed for like at least half of the song, and we're standing back thinking, is she enjoying this or is she hating it? But we don't turn it off. We just need to stand back and see what happens.
You're listening to Music Mothers and Others.
Rita is talking in his sleep. Love is like a serenade deep. Open up your heart, open up your heart. Open up your heart and let me pull you out. Every day he's talking in his sleep. Love is like a serenade deep. Open up your heart, open up your heart. Open up your heart and let me pull you out. Everything he's talking in his sleep.
Good, great job, Odette.
Everybody likes
us. Bye.
Music Mothers and Others is written and produced by Liz Dufresne and Shelley Brunt and edited by Nina Longfellow. We're broadcast on 2SER and across Australia on the Community Radio Network. We are also a podcast. Find our episodes on all your usual podcast platforms or our website, musicmothersandothers.com. Visit us on Instagram and Facebook to find out who our upcoming guests will be. See you next time.